Okay.
Whoa.
How did you guys like the Tame Impala Hakushi Hasegawa?
I loved it. That was pretty good.
Was it not pretty gas? I thoroughly enjoyed that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So, I really don't have a lot to say about that one. No, not a lot to say.
I don't either.
But the next two are... Next one is going to be another K-pop. Wow. Who's excited?
Well, who would have thought
Alani would play K-pop? What?
I'm shocked.
Hey, bro. Oh, shoot. We have to...
Oh, yes. We have to switch over.
Guys, wait.
Something's happening right now. Whoa.
Sorry. Hey, so the something happening is that I'm going to move over to the other mic and Ann's going to take my place.
We're going to run the PSAs and stuff, and then when you come back, it'll be... Well, it's still going to be like...
It's going to be different, though.
You can't see, but the arrangement will be different.
You're listening to...
Can I do the call sign now?
Oh, can I do it too?
Well, we can do it together.
You want to do it right now?
Combine. Yeah.
Can we add, like, something at the end?
What should we add?
Do you want me to add an explosion with my mouth?
No, you beatbox while we say the call.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to W-O-N-Y 90.9 FM. The whale. Ooh, that was supposed to be whale.
So this is actually radiothon.
Radiothon 2025.
Hey, so I don't think anyone heard any of that because we actually spiked the mic so high.
Oh, sorry. Anyways, you're listening to WONY 90.9.
Keep it locked. Let's do it. While we're gonna play this. We're gonna play what we gotta do. We're gonna do what we gotta do, and there's gonna be someone else at this mic when we come back.
Life.
So let's go
for show.
All right. I actually gotta pull it up, so we're gonna keep talking for 10 more seconds.
What?
I have to pull it up because we're gonna keep talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself anymore. It's kind of sad.
Why not? You're not. You're on.
You turned me off.
No, you're not. No, you're not off. You're on.
Oh no! You just turned me down. I couldn't hear myself.
Oh, sorry.
Turn the mic down so no one hears me buckling my belt.
Which one is like?
I'm just joking.
So, which mic were you?
Oh,
that's a good question. Oh, mic two.
Okay.
Wait, why'd you turn me off?
You just sent me to tone you off.
Joking.
Oh, sorry, you're joking. You're joking.
Silencing Ann's voice.
You're joking. You're
on. You can get in here. You can get in here.
I know. No, it's on.
Hey guys. And it's me.
I know I let you down.
Did you put that on this playlist?
No, but I just saw it show up and I was like, wait. I know I love
you. So what's it gonna be like in summer when there's no on Maddie and Alani?
Like, I think the people wanting to be really, really sad. Guys, I'm confused on what I'm supposed to be No, guys, I'm flopping. I'm sorry.
Don't flop.
Just
don't
play
flop.
A PSA.
And
the Radiothon news.
Hey, there's no Radiothon news.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh. Yes, there is.
No, there isn't. I'm playing the most recent one.
Mars was like,
there isn't a Radiothon news.
Oh, I thought he said he made one specifically for that.
No, but there's a bumper that we're supposed to play, but we just said the bumper, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. We'll just play the PSA.
We'll play the PSA, and then should I play an old news or just play the PSA? Oh, okay. It says the guy who isn't on Woney.
Just play the PSA.
My bad.
All right, let's go.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things, like get tattoos of her face or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Do something!
I can't hear. Where are the headphones? Oh,
right there.
Do something! It's not my fault. Lonnie didn't get out of the chair fast enough.
Not true. I'm being... Whoa. Why can't I turn these around?
Dude,
hey.
Flip it.
There you go.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wait. Hello, everyone. My name is Ann. I'm DJ Ann Air. I'm here for the second part of the A and A plus A. Ooh. The A plus A plus Maddie Wick.
Talk show. AM.
So I'm on the booth right now. If I mess it up, you'll know it's me. Okay. So we're getting started with Wave. You wanted to listen to Wave?
Right? Yes, Wave by 17.
Wave and Pony Boy.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to tell us about 17? I know you're a 17 fan.
I think I'm the carrot of all time. Actually, I think I'd like to. I love 17 a lot. I can explain.
You already put it in the Spinitron.
Wow. I was locked in.
You're locked in.
That's why it took me so long. I was just hiding them too because I know whatever.
Okay.
But Yeah, 17. They're a K-pop band. It's their 10-year anniversary coming up, really? Actually. Yeah. Happy 10 birthday.
Years?
Yeah. Happy birthday is their comeback name. It's coming out May 26th.
First?
Happy birthday. So no happy. Not happy birthday, happy burst day.
Happy burst day.
Yeah, so, and it's like, the trailers are like, are you ready to burst? It's like really funny.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know, it's like spontaneous combustion themed, but it's really fun. It's 17's best concept in actually 10 years, and I'm really sat for it, so I'm really excited. I think I'm going to get every version of the album low-key. Yeah. But yeah, that's, and Wave is by 17's performance unit, so it's 4 out of 13 of them. And yeah, so it's only 4 of them singing, not all 13. The first song by 17 we played, which was, what was it? Fast Pace. That was all 13 of them. This is only going to be 4 of them, performance unit. So, yeah. Anything to say about Pony Boy on?
Pony Boy is by Sophie. Well, one of my favorite trans artists ever. It's a great song. It goes like, boom. I can't
Pony.
Remember how it goes.
Boy.
Yeah. We could play, like, any Sophie song, and I'd probably like it just as much as Pony Boy.
I should listen to more Sophie. Less. I really liked Pony Boy.
Yeah, I love Sophie. I didn't love the remix album that came out, but I love Sophie.
Hey, I never really like a remix album.
Yeah. Is my mic on? Oh, my God, it is.
Hey, I've heard you. How would I be responding to you if your mic wasn't on? I can't hear you through these headphones.
I can't see you either.
I know. It's really...
See,
you see the
difference up here? I can't only see your freaking eyes, and I can't see your mouth.
I don't even have my glasses on either.
Where are your glasses?
Oh. He can't see without his glasses.
Chill.
Sorry.
Okay, wait, whoa.
All right. Everyone jump.
Whoa. Okay, can we play Wave?
Yes, this is Wave. Where's the thing? This is Wave by 17.
Running out, 조끼는 늘 벅차, 자연스럽고 신비롭지. 숨을 잠시 참으면 왜곡했던 시간들이 멈추면 좋겠지.
Boy.
No, guys, if you heard me mess up there, then you didn't. No, it didn't happen. I didn't hear anything.
Literally, what do you mean?
Nothing happened, and it all sounded great.
Okay. So, anything to say?
I was getting there.
Hey, I'm sorry.
My God.
Anything to say?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just joking.
I'm sorry.
So that was 17 Wave by 17. And 17 Wave by 17. Was Pony Boy by Sophie.
Pony.
I feel like I'm like in an edit,
like a pony boy.
I'm like in an edit.
Pony boy.
Have you seen that video? And it's like an animation of Nicki Minaj to face shopping.
No.
No.
So excited. You're like, no.
No.
Okay, thanks.
What is it? What's that? What's the face shopping sound like?
I'm real when I shop my face. Boom, wing.
All he has to do is just sing it for us.
That was beautiful. I love that. What's our next two? What we got?
So the next two is Ghost by Machine Girl. And in the playlist, it is Lover Lay Low. And I do love that song, but it's a little long. And there's some other songs I'd rather listen to it over that one. So after that is another video game song. It's the TV Station from Ape Escape 3.
Ape Escape?
Ape 3, Soichi Tarada. So it's this game, you would not believe it. The apes, they all escape. And
no
they
way.
Start taking over the media. And
is this Planet of the Apes?
Pretty much.
Wow. Wait, go
they have hats.
I've never seen that.
Zendaya Met Gala hat.
It's kind of like that.
Wait, Zendaya Met Gala hat.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
There's
also
a lot of songs that could
have been
the
Met Gala outfits.
Tudor
did not Boot.
See the Met Gala. How was it?
Did
you guys watch it?
We didn't watch it. I just like kept up on Twitter.
I think everyone got mad at it. So
I thought that Choi Sung Chul from 17 looked amazing. That's all I have to say.
Dochi 8.
I thought Dochi looked. There's this video. People were like, Dochi's like screaming at her staff. But I'm a Dochi defender till I die, and she literally was not. And I think she was really stressed. And she was stressed, and it's a stressful moment because it was her first Met Gala, and she was asking for something to hide her outfit. And people were like, "Oh my God, she's being like rude or whatever." And I don't think she was. I think people are blowing it out of proportion. So that's my stance on that.
I believe you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the Met Gala. So
I love Ghost.
But we're going to listen to Ghost from Machine Girl and then that song.
Guys, please listen to Machine Girl.
Please listen to Machine Girl.
Yellow.
Oh, I just bumped into the mic really hard. Ow.
Yellow.
That was great.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah. That was beautiful.
There was no lyrics.
Mind you, I'm shopping and I'm pumping to that.
That was like Coconut Mall type beat, low-key. Exactly. Wait, that was low-key Coconut Mall. Love. That was really good.
Next show, it's straight up just Coconut Mall.
It's just straight Coconut Mall for like an hour.
Can we, for the next show, play games in the booth but not talk? It's just like the sound of like...
Hey, that's basically dead air.
It's just the sound of me playing Minecraft and screaming when the creeper...
Hey, you can't say Minecraft. Like, I actually have trauma. Like, I can't. Like, nothing can heal the Minecraft trauma that I got. I don't think you guys...
The next show, just be us screaming at random times during the hour.
During the hour, it's a random... It's like an unexpected, like, scream live stream. Yeah. Like, it's like we're super chill and all of a sudden... Dude, the Minecraft lore, like, there was a week where we played Minecraft so often, and every time I played it, I felt terrible, because, like, I don't know. I feel like I can't play, like, I can't do, like, game, I don't know. Minecraft is really stressful, because you're all doing different things. Mm-hmm. I was in the caves a lot. Me and Ryan were locked in.
When you're in the caves, you're, like, in a different world. Like, no,
and I wasn't talking to anyone. I was really sad, because I missed everyone, and I was like, guys, I was
Mind
sitting.
Mind you, we were sitting right next to each other.
We were sitting next to each other, but it didn't feel like we were, okay? Like, it was so stressful, and, like, everyone was bonding up on the overworld, and I was stuck in the caves mining.
Fighting
and
for your life.
And I'm trying to bring home the spoils to my family, and my family wasn't even appreciating that. They were yelling at me to come home and bring a freaking travel bed, okay? Like, it was really stressful, and then after, I always get a really big headache, and I was like, I can never play Minecraft again. Like, I can't. So yeah, that's my lore. Minecraft lore.
No, Minecraft is always Minecraft, you know? I can always go back.
I think we should play, like, can we play Roblox? I really want to play Roblox.
Yeah. Ryan really wants to play Outlast.
I can't. I'm gonna be so bad at it. I don't want to play Outlaster. The next two are
The next two are Dead Man Running by
Solgi. Oh, Lily's gonna get you for that one. That's Red Velvet right there. You're done. Yeah, you're done. Solgi, I love Solgi.
My bad. Lily, just listen to this. I'm trying to think of a Red Velvet song. Hold on. Mm-hmm. We lost it. Don't listen to this, Lily. Let's move on. Okay. So next one is Dead Man Running by Solgi, and what is this? I have to translate this one. Google Translate, shout out. This is Yukiko-san by Midori, and I think this one might be
Midoriya.
By Midori.
Oh my God, he's in the house.
Guys,
Taizuku Midoriya is here, guys.
Everyone calm down.
For people who have seen the soul, have any of you seen the Soul Eater dub?
Oh my God, everybody needs to lock in.
Soul sounds just like Bakugo when it's really. Is someone calling?
Hello? Keep talking.
Okay. The Soul Eater, like, he sounds just like Bakugo.
Yeah.
Holly, how are you?
Oh my God,
oh my God, it's Holly! Oh my God, how. Yeah, he sounds just like.
Yeah, guys, lock into Soul Eater dub.
Please.
Like, the sub is good, but the dub is funny, okay? Like, just lock
the
in.
The show is really good. Oh, I got you. Hold on.
I guess I'll talk to myself, guys. If I was in Soul Eater, they deemed me to be Death the Kid, and also. Who was it?
Hello?
Hey,
Holly, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, for everyone listening, this is my best friend of, like, a lot of time from Baltimore, Holly Wims. How are you?
It's on air, bro. Airtime.
Yes.
Bro. This airtime.
Yes.
You want to, like, plug yourself or something? Like, what's going on? What do you think of the show?
No, I'm just here just to, like, support. You know, like, it's for the love of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so sick. I have such a bad cold, bro.
Yeah, I know. I was literally thinking about you this morning. You got sick, like, not even a month difference. Like, you were sick in March.
I know.
That's, like, nothing.
Anyone listening, stock up on, like, Dayquil.
Everyone get cold medicine.
Happened, bro.
I forgot to get medicine. I just remembered.
Oh, I'm a Nyquil.
No. It's over. We're going to lose me.
No.
Okay.
Right, I'm leaving. Have fun.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Holly.
Thanks for calling, Holly.
Don't miss Wims. I said hi.
This next song that's going to play is, like, awesome.
The next song that's about to play?
Does Holly know what's coming up?
The next song coming up is awesome.
You like it? Okay. I believe you.
Yeah, no, it's going
to
be good.
Okay, I thought you were about to request something silly.
No, no.
Okay. All right, bye, Holly. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Holly.
Bye.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
That was my friend Holly.
Shout out to Holly, the goat.
Shout out Holly.
Shout out Holly. Bro, I'm still waiting for you to release that set. MAGFest. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but... Oh, well. All right, let's get straight into it.
I'm just a dead man. You're just a dead man running.
Are we getting,
that's
like,
not what she says.
Right
now? No, that's not what she says. Those lyrics, not in that tone at all, actually.
Okay.
So that was really bad.
Okay, everyone shut up.
Stop it all. 고개를 들어 천천히 날 돌아봐. 거울 속 내 모습에 그 눈빛은 싸늘해 아무것도 없는데 뭘 그리지 않는지 눈을 떠 그 순간에 사라질 beautiful night 세상은 어둠 속으로 끌려가 날 멈추기엔 아직 부족해 재밌는 놀이지 내 세상은 다 무너지고 Now you're just 기분이 어때 알잖아 순간의 선택이 너를 망쳐놔 벗어나려 노력해도 그뿐이야 허망한 너의 표정 불만해 웃기지 않니 내 세상은 다 무너지고
큐티 하니.
By the way, you can't tell, but I'm throwing Maddie around the studio right now, by the way.
By the way, we're moshing in here.
By the way, we just started moshing low-key. Like, low-key, we just started moshing. That was great.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful whiplash.
Like, I heard that song, the song that just played, like, years ago when I was a kid, and I found it recently from, like, a random Instagram post that
really?
Was that song.
And
that's
beautiful.
Like, that's low-key
oh
beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And you know
oh
what,
my
yeah.
God. So I'm very happy I found that.
I'm very happy album. You found it. I don't remember how I found Dead Man Running. I think someone recommended Solgi to me, and I just started listening. Mm. Or I might have had Tail. No, that was Sunmi. I don't know. Shout out to Solgi, though. I like her a lot. Shout out to Red Velvet. I'm sorry
she's
that
SM
is
by
evil.
The way.
She is. She told
all
me.
All members of Red Velvet and my 6,000 listeners from What's for Dinner are listening right now.
Yeah.
Dude, actually. Can 17 tune in? Or, like, are they
can
busy?
Everybody, just all the deer, tune in.
All the deer. All the deer. All the deer.
But 16 deer. Is.
Who is 16?
16
carriages.
Oh, God.
Driving away, voila. 16 carriages and 8 passengers, of course. Of course.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay, the next two.
The next one is Already Aphrodite by Peach Pit.
I lied. It wasn't Liquid Smooth.
No. Liquid Smooth is after.
Okay.
Already beautiful.
And we have another
that's
game soundtrack.
That was beautiful.
I know that song.
Okay. My co-stars are singing while I'm trying to talk.
We're also holding hands.
Giggling, holding hands, throwing each other around, and I'm divided by this great big computer.
That's God. How I feel over there.
Yep.
Okay, please continue.
So... Already Aphrodite by Peach Pit, and then this is Pressing Pursuit, Cornered from the Ace Attorney Apollo Justice soundtrack.
Attention.
Soundtrack.
No, objection,
I
actually.
I want everyone
objection.
To know, this song was objection. On my, this was like my top song on like my spot. Oh my God! What? Stop! You guys are whistling.
My mom just texted me, okay?
Oh no, okay, I wasn't saying anything.
My
wait,
mom
I was listening to
you. Give a shout out to Grandma. Right. Hey, Grandma.
Shout out, Grandma.
Shout
hey,
out,
Fran.
Hey, Fran. Fran, Mama, my queen. We're going to be in your cabin, okay?
I'm going to get my feet all in those water shoes.
Thank you, Fran, Ma. Okay, please continue. Ace Attorney, objection.
I just want you guys to know this song was on like the top song for my Spotify rap for like 3 years in a row. And I have played the song on my show before. And I do have to turn it up to the max volume and dance to it. And
okay.
I'm so sorry.
So, will we be breaking the speakers by doing that?
I'm not... the ones in the studio. Not, like, for the rape.
For the people. Okay, okay.
Don't even worry.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyways, let's get straight to it.
Objection.
Alrighty.
Objection.
Oh. Hold it.
Hold it.
The ocean's not enough for it. We'll be right back.
See, that was now.
Oh my god, that's my favorite song ever.
That was like a fight scene.
Oh yeah. My god.
And we started fighting.
Bro, that's when you find a contradiction in the testimony, and you gotta object, and then you gotta present the evidence. You gotta
objection.
Send him to jail.
Objection.
Objection. Hold it. Objection. Objection. Take that.
That was beautiful.
I'm so glad you liked that a lot. See, I didn't get to be an Ace Attorney kid because I was a big Dang Roomba kid. So, yeah, I was
well, one or the other. One or the other.
There's a lot of overlap.
There is a lot of overlap. I did find myself being like, wait, this is so Dang Roomba. Yeah.
Well, you know what's so funny? I actually played Dang Roomba for the first time, like, over spring break. I was like, wait, this is so
beautiful.
I
never played it. I've always just watched it.
Well, I always felt some type of way because, like, COVID era, TikTok, the Dang Roomba cosplayers, they were...
Hey.
They were getting crazy.
Hey,
they were getting crazy.
The fan was getting crazy. But then I played it. I was like, wait.
It's peak. Dude.
The game. Wait.
Danganronpa 2 will always be my favorite Danganronpa of all time ever. SDR 2. So good.
Mm-hmm. That's got your goat. Your kin goat.
My goat Nagito. Mm-hmm. My goat of all time. I love that guy. I had him on my calculator for so long.
Really?
Yeah.
Calculator?
On my pink, like, scientific
Nagito
calculator.
Komaida?
Nagito Komaida. One thing about me is I love SDR 2. I love the cast.
Are you in the cult? The Naido cult?
I literally was never in that.
Oh my god, like, I signed that. I signed that. I'm in the cult, guys.
See, I was, okay, the thing is, like, I was, like, oh, I was just a big thing Danganronpa nerd, but I don't think, I wasn't participating. There was no bald Nagitos on my profile pictures ever. I was never a... By the way, we just time traveled to 2020,
yeah,
by the way.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we
Whoa.
My bad, my bad.
Hey, what's the next two songs?
The next song is Liquid Smooth, the Audio Tree Live version.
Hey, I'm so Liquid Smooth.
Okay.
What can I say? I did a solo my senior years for that song.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of crazy.
Can you redo it just for me?
Yeah, I'll redo it just for you right now.
In this booth,
this small little, like,
you have, like, and there's also carpet.
By the way, I run backwards on my hands, like I'm doing a backbend running.
I'm really excited. So can you do that right now?
Yes,
guys. Don't worry, we're gonna find a way to
air it. A city near you. Me running backwards.
I'm really excited for that. Can we? How do we put that into OK Crew somehow?
We could probably get in there somehow.
I think we can. Honestly, we put. Mm-hmm. I think we have Maddie run backwards, and me and you on. We can jump over Maddie.
Mm. Oh my god! Really like Anitra.
Cool. Yes.
Drag Race.
Yeah.
Free Willy.
All right.
Anyways.
So Liquid Smooth, and I'm sorry, guys. There's another Ace Attorney song after that.
No, I love Ace Attorney.
Prelude to the Blossoming Attorney. It's way different, though.
I have something to say about Liquid Smooth. Like, we all know that Mitski was my saving grace. If you were listening yesterday, we know that Mitski is my favorite artist of all time, which some may not know that because I don't speak about it as much anymore, but I love her to death. I was the Mitski person in high school. But Liquid Smooth, a lot of people do know it, so it is, like, not Indian Underground, but, like, I think about it very often. It's very, like, we're holding space right now for it. Like,
hey, listening party.
Hey, listen, part of happening.
24/7.
Me when I'm beautiful and I know because it's the season, but what am I do with all this beauty biology?
Exactly.
True.
All right, let's go. That was all. That was
okay.
All right,
let's get going, guys. Let's get going.
Capture me, or at least.
Skylander.
I always wanted a Skylander, but my cousin, like, never.
We used to have, like, the whole set. It's really crazy.
Dude, I never understood how to play it, but she had the little things, and I was like, wait,
how
Skylander.
How did we get to Skylander?
It sounds like a Skylander song.
Just kind of, like, reminded me of Skylander.
It reminded me of Skylander.
Like, me and my sister would play, and I would, like, purposely run the opposite way, because when you're playing with someone, you have to stay together. So
hey, we played that Roblox game where we were all chained together, and I was running forward, really.
Oh my
I was
God,
running
that
forward
game was
that
evil.
Game was really evil. It was really stressful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was a good smooth, the Audio Tree live version, to be exact.
Mm-hmm. That was a great song.
Amazing song. I think
that
Mitski's
a whole lot of whiplash.
No, that was pretty good. Oh, there actually good. I think Mitski's like Mitski's best work, I believe, like, for me personally, like, I love Lush so much. And I love how much her music style has changed as she's gotten older. Because I recently was just listening to, I'm clapping. I'm thinking. Oh, what is it called? The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. And I was listening to, Frost. And, like, one of the lyrics that got really popular was, like, you were my best friend and I have no one to tell that I've lost my best friend. I was like,
God, that's sickening.
Sickening, bro. Actually. And I was listening to, Bug Like an Angel, and that song's really good. If you guys haven't listened to Atlanta, it's impossible.
Just like crazy.
Act like an angel, just like crazy. So yeah.
The next song is 100 Sleepless Nights by Pierce the Veil.
When are we going to say goodbye?
Peace.
I feel like we'll be able to say goodbye. Let's just do it now in case, because we don't know when the next person is going to get here. We want to give them some time.
Of course.
I think we do have enough time for the next two songs.
I think we also do too.
But if not, I want to thank everyone for joining me, Alani and Maddie, on the show Radiothon.
Woo-hoo! Radiothon 2025.
I hope you guys all enjoyed it. It's the end of the semester. I'm going to miss everyone. I think I have one more show, me on your DJ On Air, on this Saturday.
Yes.
So tap into that.
I'm tapped.
DJ Lonnie also has one more Miss Alani's music at 4 p.m. on Saturday. So tap into both our shows quickly, actually. Maddie,
I don't have a show, guys.
Maddie's walking in next semester.
If you see me walking, say hi. I don't know.
If you see Maddie walking, say
hi.
If
you know me and you see me walking, say hi. Don't push me over, please, though.
I'm gonna push you over.
Don't ask Maddie if you know someone named Bush or someone knows.
Yo,
yeah. Do you guys know someone named
George?
Bush.
And I would fall for that in 2 seconds, actually.
I
would
never push
problem.
You. I'm not evil.
Right, thank you, everyone. I want to say thank you to my lovely hosts here tonight.
We
like
love
the stars. I want to thank everyone for the opportunity to be on the radio tonight and for the entire semester. And hopefully I will see everyone next year.
Yeah. Good luck on finals, guys.
Yeah. Good luck, everyone.
Have a great summer.
Bye.
Bye. Whoa. Oh.
WONYONIONT, New York.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and I've got gas. Natural gas, that is. It comes to me through a series of pipes buried in the ground. Pipes that all too often get damaged by people who dig before calling 811. This causes real problems for millions of Americans like me who rely on natural gas to heat their homes and cook their food, but it's even worse for the people who hit the gas lines. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to be one of those people. Just call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery or